Welcome to ATO After the Whistle, the official podcast of the Capital City Supporters Group. I'm Johnny MacArthur. I'm here with Patty Dorton, giving you reactions, analysis, and hot takes. I am a week late because I was off the grid last week, and I had the pleasure of not having to talk about that Valor game immediately afterwards. How are you doing, Patty? You've been in the trenches this whole time.
I don't want to be here. Hey, I don't want to be here.
Jesus Christ.
Johnny, I'm just going to level with you, man. I don't know how I feel after, well, I know how I feel. I feel like my soul was removed from my body after watching both of those games.
Yep.
I mean, it's super difficult to watch that because not only did Forge dropped points both weeks. They gave us an opportunity to win the Shield, and we managed to shit the bed on both of them. So,
our past two league matches, Forge dropped points. They got a draw apiece, and then so both of those times we were like, okay, we're playing Valor and Vancouver.
I think I said two easy wins.
Right, I was like, if we can win both of those games and take advantage of their drop points, then we would be, you know, I don't care to do math because it's gonna make me sad, but we'd be, I think, 2 points clear right now at the top of the table going into the last match.
Yeah, we'd be 2 points clear, knowing that, you know, we would.
Our destiny would be in our hands. We would just need
a draw. And unless
and then lose.
Gotta win.
Whatever, that's not the situation that we're in. The situation that we're in is we gotta win and they gotta lose. That's it.
That's it. That is it. And we are playing Halifax away, which is terrifying because as much as I hate Halifax, the Wanderers Grounds is a scary place to play.
It is.
Especially with our brand of football.
Yes. Honestly, for any must win last match of the season, for me, Halifax away would be the worst one if I had to pick one. If we didn't already have the schedule and I had to pick one, it would be Halifax away. I know that, like, you know, York away would be shit. Forge away would be awful. But for some reason, just Halifax away.
Just give us Cavalry away, all right? Can they just do us a solid?
No. Halifax would love nothing more than to make sure that we don't win the league.
But again, by making us not win the league, they're handing it to Forge. And I'm pretty sure Halifax hates Forge more than us.
Who knows?
They should, because everyone should.
Yeah. I am, in the back of my head, I'm imagining a magical scenario where Forge somehow loses to York and we win the league at Wanderers Grounds. And I'm already in the. I'm not saying the songs out loud, but I'm writing the songs in case they need to be used for, like, the rest of time about how Sammy Salter won the league at Wanderers Grounds.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Perfect scenario. Forge loses like 1-0 to York, and then we win at Wanderers Grounds 1-0, and Sam Salter scores his 20th goal
of the season
to win the league.
Oh, man.
At Wanderers Grounds. I'm just gonna envision it.
Yeah.
You know, they say, like, you just gotta manifest it, and that's what I'm doing right now.
We could just talk about manifesting fun scenarios instead of talking about the actual games we have the past 2 weeks, because I would really rather not.
Excuse me, I would rather not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, as much as I hated listening to Adam Jenkins give the color commentary, because I don't think he's very good, and he's also very anti-Ottawa, I noticed. Even my father-in-law, who does not watch soccer in any way, shape, or form, was like, wow, that guy really doesn't like Ottawa. I'm like, I know! So, yeah, it's frustrating, but he did make one good point where he's like, you know, of all of the games that have happened this season, that was certainly one of them.
That was certainly one of them. A nil-nil. We only hit 50% possession at that halfway whistle, actually. I remember I was watching the stats at the beginning, and we were, like, falling behind a lot. We were getting pressed really hard, really early.
It's not like we were, like, it wasn't, like, one-sided. I was expecting, like, if we're going to have that much possession, which we ended up, like, I think 60-40 split possession.
Yeah, something like that.
If we're going to have that, like, I want to see shots and shots on target, and I want to see us have that and them not. And honestly, they had almost as... I think we had 11 shots, they had 10, we had 8 shots off target, they had 7, we had 3 shots on target, they had 2.
Yep. It was pretty even.
No.
And when you're at home and you need to win the league, those stats shouldn't be that even. You know, they just shouldn't. The whole time, at the end of that game, I was like, the past month, why are we spending the first 80 minutes playing, like, that Simpsons bit
Oh yeah.
And then only in the last 10 minutes of the game do we try to actually win it. Like, what? Yeah. Why are we doing this? We haven't done this all season, but it's like the last month we're just scared to lose more than we want to win. That's the way that we're playing.
I think so. I mean, I was gonna take my my father-in-law and his spouse to the game with me and my daughter and Stephanie. And then, you know, Thanksgiving, we kind of like, I was like, it's not really going to work out, blah, blah, blah. Boy, howdy, am I glad we didn't go to that game.
Oh, man, especially if you're with family members that don't even really care that much about soccer specifically. They'd be
it's the trope, man. That would have been the trope.
Exactly. They would never want to go again. It would be like in the Space Jam when the kid's at the playground, at the theme park, and he hates it. And he's like, don't bring me here anymore, all right? Like, that would be, that would be your family, but ATO.
And for those of you out there who are younger than Johnny and I and don't know what we're talking about, Space Jam is a movie with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes characters. Oh, yes,
not the LeBron James one. There's an older one.
Yeah, the real one, you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, no, that would have been no bueno. It's really, really disheartening to watch us play. In the past month, almost 2 months, every must-win game that we've played, we've been playing as if there's absolutely nothing on the line.
Yep.
And I don't get it. I don't get it either. An argument can be made that we want more to not lose than it is that we want to win, which, I mean, that I can understand. I can't understand that mentality, but I can understand why that would lead to the way that we played. It's just the wrong mentality to have. And I mean, we've been like Team Jogo Benito for like 3 or 4 months before that. Like, why the hell are we now calming down and then, you know, going a whole halves without shots on target? It blows my mind.
Yeah, no shots on target, and like, our passes were brutal. Like, yes, our pass percentage overall was not bad, but that's because like the majority of our passes were in our own third.
Yeah.
And then when we finally did make the turnaround to counter or to try and break out of our third and into the midfield, it was just errant passes everywhere. Like, it was so frustrating to watch. I remember I can't even count the amount of times I was just like, what are you doing? Like, some of the passes, I'm just, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, do you want to win this game? Do you want to win it? Or do you just want to, like, you know, finish in second place and call it a day?
Yeah, no, Long Ball FC that's like the last ditch effort, right? And I mean, and when it comes to playing Vancouver, when it comes to playing Valor, we've shown time and time again that when we're going against a park bus, we don't have any ideas.
No. Our response to a park bus is to, like, just kick the ball at the bus.
The amount of long balls that just go straight to a defender on the other team, I'm like, well, then stop doing that. Like, stop doing that. If you don't have someone making a run up on the wing that you're going to go hit, like, the amount of times that Nate would, like, just throw it or kick it long and it would just get headed by the other team right back into their midfield to start another break for them, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what was the point of that?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what has happened to this team. Like, this is the same team that beat Cavalry 3-0.
Couple weeks ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then they draw Valor away and just a frustrating isn't even a word I would that's too soft of a word to describe that game. I mean, granted, I think Bellew Tablas penalty was absolutely hilarious, but it also had the risk to, like, absolutely destroy us that game. Like, without that, we probably would have lost. You know, against Winnipeg, and then now we're going into a game against VFC at home, the last place team, and they still somehow managed to not only tie us, but then qualify for CONCACAF like hours later.
Yeah, no, the blue pen. I mean, I had my rant in the Discord. I was like, why did Sammy, like, hand that off? And I mean, it was pointed out, which is the thing that I had forgotten, is that Blue has actually taken every penalty this season. And if that's if that's the reason, that's a valid reason. I think that he should have given it to Sammy so he could get to 20. But I also,
Johnny,
you know,
decided after, this, he's gonna get to 20 this weekend.
Yeah, but after cooling off, I do realize, okay, it's a cut and dry. So, explanation, and it does make sense. If he's the one that takes pens, he takes them. So, yes, almost missed that one. but he got it anyways at the 87th minute, which should have given us the win, but instead an absolute clown show at the back led to them tying us at 90+4 minutes. I would like to know
ATO fashion.
I would like to know, what, one, why Nate Ingham ran out and punched the ball away right to their team again. I would like to know why Joaquin Coulange did not dive into a tackle at all to pop before he was ready to take the ball. to not pop, he scored the goal, but to whoever took that long shot.
Yeah.
Because obviously Nate stopped it and spilled it, and there was two guys just waiting there to hit it in. It was just a complete disaster class at the back. Yep. Disaster class at the back to concede at 94 minutes, which is becoming a bit of ATO DNA here.
Yep. Yeah, it's hard-coded into our, like, you know, Windows kernel file of our club right now. It sucks.
Yeah. Yep, and I mean, it's these types of situations, like, I had a conversation with someone earlier. They were like, you know, there's a lot of, like, fans have a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure here. Like, it's kind of weird, like, why we aren't that successful. Like, why is there so much pressure and anxiety and expectations from our fan base? And I mean, the reality is that it's just a perfect storm of things that have led to this, really. We've got one title that everyone else in the league thinks is fake because we didn't get to lift a trophy. It's just a piece of cardboard. And we haven't had anything since then. We've been so close. We've had big leads at the top of the table multiple times and bottled it. We had a season where we gave up these dying second goals for a whole month in a row. And now we're doing it again when we're bottling the league again. It's just like we need to get it over the line.
Bro, we're Arsenal. We're Arsenal.
honestly, we need to get something over the line one of these years, because if we keep doing this and keep finishing second just behind Forge, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for our psyche. It's not going to be good for attendances. It's just not going to be good for the club at all.
I think that's the thing that scares me the most, honestly, is us constantly, like, it happened last season, it's kind of happening a bit this season, is the fact that we kind of just run out of gas and then we just coast into the playoffs. And it's fine. We've made the playoffs. That's great. Hats off, pats on the back all around, whatever. But if that's the type of performance that we're going to see consistently from this club, you're going to see people stop going to the games. And I hate to say that because, like, I'm a diehard fan and, like, I will be at as many games as humanly possible. But I'm also a glutton for, you know, for punishment. And not everyone is. There are a lot of, like, kind of like day tripper casual fans that come to a game and maybe never come back just because they – or they come to a few games and then they just see the performance on the pitch and they're just not interested in coming back and watching a team that – is going to disappoint them. As terrible as it is to say, especially for all the, you know, Prem fans out there who've watched heartbreak with whatever club you support, not everyone is like that. And especially in this market, in North American soccer, like, we have to have a product that people want to come see. And it's frustrating because it should be. Like on paper, this should be the product. Like, this should be it. And it was for a while.
And that's what I'm saying, is that it's wild. I mean, this is really only talking about the end of the season now, because I will say, and it was pointed out on social media, this is the first time ever a CPL club has gone undefeated at home for a whole season. I want to call out, that's an incredible record. That's
I didn't even know that.
Incredible record to go undefeated at home for a whole season.
Is there a trophy for that?
Is there? No, exactly right. We've played the best football that we've ever played in our history.
That's the worst part. Is like, this is literally the best season we've ever had.
We have scored more goals than we've ever had. We've scored so many goals at home. It's like, we've had an incredible product on the field for people to watch, and I want to pats off the club for this, because these are things that we've been complaining about for years now.
Mm-hmm.
About, one, not being good at home, and two, not playing exciting football. And then we've done both of those things this year, which is really, really great, which makes it almost even more disappointing that we're just limping across the finish line and possibly not going home with nothing at the end of the
day. Yeah. It's frustrating. But I don't know, man, like, what do you have any comments on this game other than, like, the fact that it was a game?
It's like, so ever since Nash has been coach of Vancouver FC, we've played him what, like, four times, and he's just been a thorn in our side like he always has been forever. And it's like he just figured out how to play us game one, because he always knew how to play us, and just keeps doing the same thing over and over again. And Mejia basically is only worried about how we play. It doesn't seem like he's worried about what the other team is going to do against us, which is why we just seem so unprepared every first half.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
He doesn't make any corrections until halftime. He's like, oh, so this is how this team plays. It's like, my brother in Christ, we played this team like five times already this year. You know what their modus operandi is. Like, why are you not prepping for that all week? Why are you waiting until 45 minutes?
Yeah, which, I mean, granted, in past games has been okay, acceptable, I would call it, because of the product that we see in the second half. You know, like, yes, he doesn't maybe anticipate as well as we want him to, but he usually fires the boys up at halftime, and then, you know, they go out and bag two or three goals in the second half, and things are hunky-dory. This was an example of when that happens, he tries to make changes, and they just don't work, and then we end up where we are, where Forge drops points, and then we somehow also manage to drop points. I think I was talking with Thomas, and I was joking. I was like, "Ah, typical league. They don't want us to win. They want they're rigging the games to so that Forge, even when they drop points, they still somehow manage to make us drop points." But at the end of the day, like, that's all fun. I like laughing at that. It's probably maybe in some ways true, especially with kind of the way the league markets the teams, plus the way that the referees perform. But at the end of the day, like, if we were putting on the type of performance that we had done earlier in the season, I don't think we would be here.
No, absolutely not. We're so timid. And do you want to know how timid this performance was against
Yeah, let's hear
Vancouver?
it.
Based on, and it's not based on anything concrete whatsoever. This is kind of funny. It's just another throwaway comment that I've noticed. So basically, all year long, FOTMob has assumed our formation as like a 3-4-2-1, because that's essentially like how we line up: three center backs, two central midfielders, two wing backs, two attacking midfielders, and a striker. With this Vancouver game.
I think I'm looking at what you're looking at right
With
now.
this Vancouver game, they looked at our formation. It was like, nah, these guys are playing a 5-4-1. They are sticking around in their own half. They are not attacking whatsoever. And I got to say, it's kind of validating based on what we watched that whole game. It's like we didn't actually play in our old style until we had 10 minutes left to go, and it was too late to do anything.
Yeah, and the last 10 minutes, don't get me wrong, I loved it. I was like, oh, here we go. We're gonna bag a late one and just pick up the 3 points, and then the title race at the going into the last week of the season is gonna be that much more exciting. But now we're reliant on York, which I hate, because I hate York, and now I have to be happy for them and be like, come on, guys, do the thing that gets us the points.
Do you know how many shots we had in the first half against Vancouver?
No, go for it. What? How
One.
many?
We had
Whoa,
one,
we rock.
and it was not on target. That is what
Yeah.
we had a title on the line.
That is what we brought in the
Forge had
first
just
45 minutes.
dropped points, and we said, oh my God, if we win at home against the last place team, we are now in control of our destiny, winning the league. And we came out in that first half and attempted one fucking off target shot. It's
Yeah.
inexcusable and it's pathetic.
But
Dear
here we
Lord.
are. Yeah, I honestly think this entire game is a wash. I have to give Vancouver credit. I think whatever Marty Nash has been doing at that club has been working. And not just against us. I think that the club has just been performing well in general, which is frustrating for us in this game. Callum Irving turns into prime Buffon every time like he plays us, which I
Yeah, I
hate.
know. I
Because
know. But yeah, I think, like you said,
he
actually,
sucks.
you
He's
know
bad. He's
what?
not a good keeper.
Looking at the stats, Vancouver over the last five is actually top of the form table. They're 2 wins, 3 draws, no losses. They
Well,
over
there
the
you
past
go.
5 games, they have been the best team in the league.
I hate that. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
Dear
Yeah.
Lord.
It's not good. So seeing that out there, I mean, there was, I think, a couple bright spots that I'm willing to highlight. I do think there was a lot of sustained pressure, I think, from Vancouver, and in general, we performed okay. I think there were some egregious errors in the defensive end, but I think between, I'm gonna say I think Koke had a pretty decent game, and I think the Gabby on the wings, I think there were standout players. I think Gabby hitting the post sucked for us.
Obviously,
Abatne had some actually really good defensive actions, which was really nice. But I just don't, like, combined overall, I just think it was rough. Levi's was great though. Oh man.
Levi's, was probably player of the match along with Manu, I think. Manu was like one of the only guys that just kept going for the whole 90 minutes and was like, why doesn't everyone have the same dog in them that I do that needs to win like right now?
Yeah.
But he's always like that, so.
Yeah.
No, that game was less like Valor was and other games, especially in the CAN Champ against Vancouver. Like those are games that we dropped the ball because of like really bad defensive errors and mistakes. Whereas this Vancouver game wasn't like that. It was more about just being impotent in the attack.
And I mean, yeah, infinite in the attack, and also like very soft in the defense for the most part. Not necessarily, I guess, in the center of the pitch, because I do think like Avane and Levi's played well, but But I mean, Coulon was getting cooked pretty hard for
Oh
most of
yeah,
that
for
game.
sure. Yeah, no, he had to come out.
Yeah.
It's never like an easy fullback battle when you're going up against Dadaluk. You know, as much as we like clown him for being a bit of a goof, like he is. You know, he's a difficult, strong, like bowl
Because he's
of a kind
big.
of a
He's a big
big.
dude. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is that he's not tall, but he's like his center of gravity
He's
is
fat.
low, but
Johnny's
he's
trying to say
like
he's
large.
fat.
He's big bone. He's husky. He's a big fella, and he will push around a young boy like Coulange like so easily. For sure.
Yeah, so that was frustrating, but yeah, and I mean, again, they brought on KDS. I liked KDS. I thought he had pretty decent performance. He brought on like a little bit of flair, which I think we needed at that point in the match, like 60 minutes in. And then obviously we got to see Zappa come out for his last home game ever in his career,
Right.
which is
Number
crazy. But
600. Number
man,
600.
what a career though.
Did you see the video that the club posted of
Oh
like all
my
the
God.
Compilation of the different stars?
Dude.
Like we got like David Villa, we've got like Anders Herrera, like wishing him like good retirement. I'm like, man, you forget how much bigger
like
than
how
the league
deep
this
that
guy is.
exactly. I was gonna say, you know, we talked about him being the biggest signing ever in the history of this league, and like then you watch that video and you're like, oh yeah, no, that's
oh,
why.
Yeah, that's right. Oh no, very funny. Yes, no, it was great to see him come on. He got a send off for his last home game of his career. I was really hoping he could get like a
TIFOs
goal
were
to
great.
Mark that or something,
yeah.
especially because it was Mejia's birthday. Like just the stars were there for us to get a cool win and we just couldn't deliver.
No, we could not. So but yeah, like and I guess that's the hard part about this week talking about this game is like there's not really much to talk about except sadness.
No, exactly. I do want to do highlight a couple quotes that you will read in the forward press at some
Ooh,
point
yeah.
soon. There's just a couple from Brett Levi specifically, which I wasn't really expecting because I feel like this guy's kind of like a leader in the dressing room, but he was saying he was slightly disappointed with the result, that we probably could have played better, and that the game plan appears slow, but actually there's a theme going on here. It kind of was a bit disappointing to hear these answers because it was like, are these guys not as gung-ho about, you know, these last weeks of the season as we are? Like, are they just coasting
yeah.
to the playoffs? Like, do they not want to win the league? Like,
but
I don't
if
really
we
get
are,
it.
If this team is coasting to the playoffs, they better win every game 5-0 because, like, that's...
Otherwise, there's no excuse for playing this
yeah.
way.
No, exactly.
Like, are they? Obviously, we haven't had a huge rotation in our starting 11 all season. So, if their
yeah.
game plan really is okay, let's just coast in here into the playoffs because we're gonna really go for it. Then, yeah, we need to have a way better performance in these actual do or die games. Otherwise, it will just be a complete waste, just a wash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Brett Levi's, who also made Team of the Week.
Yes,
by the
he
way.
Did. Yep, the one ATO member.
I'm surprised
made
we had anyone, to be honest with you. But I think almost every other game also ended in a draw, so they were probably slim pickings for people to actually put in that team this week.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know, man. Do you want to just head to the mailbag? Or...
We probably should at this point. Okay. I just don't know what else there is to talk about this
Good.
Game.
All right, you heard enough from us. Now it's time to hear from you. CCSG.
Mailbag.
Right. Before we get going, I'm sure we both need one of these.
Yep. What do you got on your end? What you got there?
Something I'm shotgunning, apparently. No, I have this weird new Montreal one. It's called Les Sens Taverne. It's a blanche. The label
oh,
is really
it.
Cool. Nine times out of ten, I'm
oh,
that
is really cool
because it's got a dope label. So
yeah, I feel you. I'm the same way, to be honest.
It's just a picture of this warehouse in like Griffintown or something. It shows the whole like.
It's a classic Montreal.
Yeah, it looks sick.
Yeah, I am having a hard sevens because I need the extra alcohol percentage.
I need the extra stuff. Yeah, no, I didn't. I had a heavy one, but I just got like a 4.4 right now. It is a school night after all.
Yeah, yeah. I took today off from work, so tomorrow's my first day back to work.
Oh, nice.
Womp womp.
All right, mailbag time.
All right. Welcome to the mailbag, everyone. Yeah, so thanks for joining us. Sorry we missed a week last week, but we're here now. Well, this is the part of the podcast that you can send in whatever you want. We got some real spicy stuff this week. We got we have multiple rants this week, which is not the usual, but after that those two performances, I get it.
Yeah,
and a poem. So yeah, best part about being a member of CCSG is you get a whole section of the podcast just for you.
There you go.
So let's do it.
I'm gonna fire you off the first one just because I think this one's silly.
Okay.
I like it. Is it Letty subtly trying to encourage us to try more visual arts by leading by example with drawing all these matches? Got to start on a light note.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, if I was to draw this, I would just draw, like, the poop emoji, I think. But
basically.
Oh, yeah, it was just bad. Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough couple games, rough couple weeks, but...
Well, it's... Yeah. Okay, the draws, okay? And I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant here. So
Johnny, get your soapbox out, Johnny.
The one thing that's separating us from Forge, if you look at our record... is that we have one more draw than them. That's it. We got 14 wins, 11 draws, 2 losses. They have 15 wins, 10 draws, and 2 losses. We were like 5 minutes against Forge away from having an identical record. Ugh. If that game ended with a win instead of their late drawing goal. Ugh. Isn't that fucking depressing? We were 5 minutes away from having an identical record after
Johnny,
all.
Johnny, I'm trying to enjoy the rest of my evening, and you're not helping. I don't think you're helping anyone's morning commute right now.
The amount of late draws that we have given up this season is, you know, if
it's egregious.
If just two, maybe three of those go the other way, then we're laughing. But yep. The draws have killed us. So
this, here we are.
It's a goofy, silly little question, but there's some truth into that. We have drawn more games than anyone else in the league.
Yeah. But that's we also fact. Never we have drawn lost more, at home.
We have drawn
season, Giant.
We have more draws than anyone else in the league right now, and we're second. That's kind of crazy.
That is actually kind of crazy.
That's
though.
What losing I mean, only two games does for you.
Yep. All right. How much of late slips, like the Valor game, land on the age of our back line, and how much blame lands on leadership, coaches, vets, etc.?
It's one of those questions that it's hard to say, right? I mean, the late slips in reality
for
land
sure.
on the people who made the slips. But then, right? Like it's the people who made the slips. That's who's to blame for the late slips. But the thing is, you know, then it goes before that. What attitude are they going into the game with? What attitude are they going into this final phase of the game with? Where does this start? Does it start at the top? Does it start in the dressing room at halftime? Does it start at training a couple days before? It's hard to say, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's hard too, because I think that, you know, we're seeing inconsistency and not inconsistency in like a bad way, because sometimes we see inconsistency in players like Abatne, who gives up a pass in our third that leads directly to a goal. And then 2 games later has a goal line save to keep us in the match. So like, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's tough to kind of pin this. I don't think you can pin it on one or the other. I think that there's a bit of a mishmash of both. I think that the mentality has changed a little bit, which sucks for us. And it's hard because, you know, some players are on an improvement mentality, like guys like Balu Tabla, who's picked up a brace against Valor, which was incredible. And then, you know, other players are kind of falling off the end of the season, and we're not seeing kind of the Mejia ball that we've seen mid-season as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think you can necessarily blame it on either of them. I think that it's a bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, if we, at this point of the season, were still what we had initially planned for, which was a backline being led by Amir Didic, you know, Levi's on the left wing back, Johnny Grant on the right wing
I literally thought about that during this game. I was like, could you imagine if Didic hadn't broke his leg?
And not even just that, if that back five had three genuine veterans with two young kids shoring up the line.
Oh, we would have won the league. We would have the shield already.
Right?
Yeah,
100%. Would we have been giving up these late garbage goals, making these little mistakes as a back? I do not think so.
The answer is no.
We all know that our back line has been stitched together all season with children. We know
and
that
we've
our
been lucky to get away with what we've gotten away
we
with.
Know. We know that our wing backs were not signed as wing backs. They were just filling a role because we needed them to be there. We know that this is a necessity rather than the original plan, and yet we've still come out almost on top. So
Yeah,
it's hard to really blame the players themselves sometimes.
No, that's true.
I'm going to give this one to you. So two major complaints about the Cargo era was our poor home form and a lack of offense. In year one of Mejia Ball, we have been undefeated at home and gone on to set a new record for goal scoring. There you go. Do you think this regular season was a success and progress in the direction we as fans wanted, even if we don't get the silverware?
I think it is an exercise in frustration, but not because of the product that's been on the pitch. I think that we have all had high hopes for this club. I think we expected. I'm sure if I went back and listened to us, in the preseason after the whistle, like we had expectations for what this team was going to do, and it wasn't anywhere near this, I don't think, at the start of the season. I don't think we were looking at like being in a title race necessarily. I think we were looking at like, oh, we're gonna make the playoffs for sure. The team's improved. We've got some good players, but we lost some good players. Like, we're gonna make do with what we got and hopefully have a good season and maybe make a run for the cup. That being said, we are undefeated at home, which is insane, especially considering last season when we had like just awful home form. Do I think it's a success? On paper, yes, I think it is. I mean, you can't argue that it
You can't
wasn't a
argue
success
it.
on
You can't
paper
argue that it
because
is, in
it
some
was
instances, a
probably our best
success.
season ever. But the frustrating part about that is not only was it our best season ever, but it's also circumstances of the season is that Forge is also having their best season ever. And it's tough. I think that we're all going to be very disappointed if we don't get silverware, because we've set ourselves up to be contenders for silverware. Like at this point, like there's no turning back. We've kind of had our foot on the gas, and I'm hoping that we find a way to get our foot back there, because if we go the entire season, our best season ever, most goals at home, undefeated at home, and then just end up with nothing at the end of it, like
It leaves a bad taste. It's
we're setting
bittersweet.
ourselves up for failure at
It's
that point, I
bittersweet,
think.
right?
Yeah.
It's and the thing is that this club, the past couple of years, like we would have wanted them to do, has been saying the goal is to win titles, is to win trophies. And that is an incredible, it's a great thing for them to say. Teams like Valor don't say that. Teams like Pacific anymore don't say that. At the same time, that's a double-edged sword, because now if you fall short of that, there's something fans can point to and say you failed.
Yeah,
You didn't do what your
it's kind of
goal
like
was.
at the start of a season in Football Manager when you're talking to the board and
Exactly. Yeah, you make promises to the board.
you're like, I
Oh my
swear, we're gonna
goodness.
make a good run in
Yeah. Yeah.
the cup.
But and again, to come back to it, because I really do want to emphasize this, is that silverware aside, whether it comes or not, this was an objectively
Good season.
good season for us. It was a great season for us. And like we said, it's bittersweet if it goes away without silverware, but I mean, we got a lot of the things that we wanted as fans. We got incredible
Yeah, like
football, we got
don't get me
goals
wrong.
galore, we got
Yeah.
home wins.
Don't get me wrong. Like again, Johnny and I have kind of been talking doom and gloom the last
Oh,
this week.
100%, 100%.
But at the same time, when you actually look at the standings of the table, like we just had the best season in the entire history of this club, and we're sad about it because we blew a couple games. Like I think that the only way that the fans will be sated at this point is if we either win the Shield or the Cup. Because if we lose the Shield in that fashion and then win the Cup, like all's forgiven as far as I'm concerned. But if we bottle both, like it's pff, I don't even know. And then now we've got, we looked at I know in the Discord we had a chat about it. We were looking at where players are going to be next season, and some of our best players are going to be gone next season. Yeah, they'll be replaced, but you've got Sammy going to play in Sweden. We've got all of our loanees, including David Rodriguez, leaving the club, and I don't think they're going to be back next season. So there's a lot there that if we put a team like this together and don't win anything, like it's going to be immensely disappointing to the fan base.
Yeah, the turnover is going to be crazy, right? Like, it's not like we're going to continue this and just come back stronger next year. We're not
Yeah, we're
Forge.
not Forge.
These guys are
Exactly.
gone, right? So I love how we both just thought
I know. I was like, just get out of
of
my head, Johnny.
that.
All right. Okay. In the Vancouver game, everything felt a step off in the first half, but things seemed to, as usual, settle in the second half. Did Irving rob us with his goalkeeping, or was this draw a fair result?
I think the draw was a fair result, but not because Irving robbed us
Yeah, I
with
don't
his
think he
goalkeeping.
was. Yeah, I mean, he made a couple good saves, but like, bleh. Like,
I mean,
I also don't think we performed. We didn't earn a goal, I don't
no, we
think.
didn't really. We didn't. I mean, our best chances from our best shooting positions ended up hitting the post and bouncing away. So like, we didn't really test him enough, at
Yeah,
all.
with difficult shots, no. Yeah, all of them were kind of like top outside the 18, basically.
Agreed.
So, yep.
Golden Scarf went to Sammy Salter. Do you concur with the exec's choice?
Personally, I mean, I'm a bit of a Gabby stan, and I think he's a bit of a an unsung hero in our in this club. But I do think that you cannot knock the performance we received from Sammy Salter this season. I mean, the boy is going to play in top flight in Sweden after this season, which is crazy to think about.
Same
Sam
team,
Sal
same team as Matteo Debrien,
I know.
baby.
I'm like Sam Salter is going to play in a top flight in Europe, and this is a guy that, 3 years ago we were like, yo, he sucks.
Oh man, even like yeah, every year other than this year, we would like search for things to compliment on. Remember there was a time last year when we were like, oh, he's not that bad subbing on as a super sub left winger, like literally just reaching at the grasping at the
And now he
shortest of
is the
straws.
heart and soul of our offense
And
this
now he's
season,
the
so
best striker to ever grace the
in this
CPL.
league. Yeah, exactly. So I think that you have to give him the golden scarf at the end of the day. I think that it is the right choice. I mean his big competition obviously was Nate Ingham, who has had also an incredible season and has a lot of history at the
I mean,
club.
I would say his big competition was David Rodriguez, but
Well, but I also, again, I think that as a loanee, you're here on loan for 1 year. I don't necessarily, I don't know if I would vote for a loaned player,
just because you
especially
think
one
they
that's.
wouldn't appreciate it as much?
Well, it's not that they wouldn't appreciate it. I think that he would appreciate it. I just think that like when we're talking about contribution to the club over the course of a season, I think that you can only build relationships so much in 1 year, whereas Nate Ingham and Sam Salter have had multiple years to cultivate those relationships, and I think that has an impact on their place as Golden Scarf or Golden Scarf nominee.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting take. I'm not completely sure I agree, but
No,
I
I mean
understand
it's
it.
fine. You don't have to agree,
I
Johnny.
get
I'm just
it.
saying that's my
I get it.
personal take.
Yeah. For me, like D, like
But also, Daddy Madrid, keep loaning us players, please.
for the long like for the longest time, D Rod for me would have been my first choice, but as soon as Sammy started breaking those records, breaking the single season goal
Yeah,
scoring
you
record,
gotta.
breaking the all-time goal scoring record, I'm like, it's just you cannot not give the awards to him. That it's kind of like one of those things where it's an automatic box check rather than a debate. And for me, that also is going to go with the CPL awards when it comes to a most valuable player and the player's player. For me, I think he wins both of them.
Yep, probably.
He has to. You don't break all those records without winning all of the individual awards, other than defender and keeper and whatnot. Like it's just for me, it's a shoe-in. We're probably going to get some nonsense given to Kyle Becker or some shit just because it's the league, but we'll see. We'll
Oh
see.
God, yeah. Could you imagine? Just like, ugh, that whole club is just
Cringe,
gross.
cringe, cringe.
Gross. Yeah.
How frustrated should No, I asked the last one. You asked this one.
Okay, how frustrated should we
We've been
be?
ranting so much on AC that I
Welcome
forget what the question is. Like, who even asked that?
to our Tuesday night. How frustrated should we be with draws against VFC, given our main rival and likely champions lost to Valor and drew the same Vancouver team not long ago?
You know how we feel about this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in that
Extremely,
case, angry.
extremely frustrated.
Angry. We're angry. So I'm going to give you the next one as well.
Okay.
Will we ever get to the 15 win mark that is on the door of the locker room?
Man, we could do it this weekend.
That's true.
We
That's
could do
true.
it this
Technically, that's
weekend.
true.
It's so funny because I remember earlier in the season I was like doing the math and I'm like, oh, we're on pace to get that final friggin' magnet because we thought we would never reach there. It was a pretty big goal that Fernando had put there a couple of years back and was like, we want to make it to 50 at the top of the mountain on the year. And I was like, we're gonna make it. We're on pace to smash it. And now I don't know what the pace
And then
is,
draw, draw,
but
draw, draw,
yeah,
draw.
draw, 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 draw. In our last five league games, we have four draws.
Jeez.
Title race, a titled race, four draws, last five games. Anyways, yes,
Amazing.
we have one more chance. I don't know, man. I want to win in Halifax so fucking bad. I want it, And
Yeah.
if it ends up disappointing because Forge also wins, shit, so be it, man. I want to win that last game. I don't want them to be able to say we stopped them from winning the
We
league.
Yeah, especially because they're definitely probably out for blood after we knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years ago.
100%,
So,
100%.
or
I mean,
3 years
they
ago.
do have something to play for because if they win and Cavalry lose, then that means they get into that third place spot, which means
Get a bye.
they get a
Yeah.
bye if they don't have to do the play-in round. So they definitely have something to play for as well. So
Yeah.
I'm predicting a bit of a bloodbath, to be quite
Oh,
honest with
100%.
you.
There will be. I'm gonna tacitly say there's gonna be like six plus yellow
Yeah,
cards
you think
for
it's gonna be
sure.
a red?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. I think there might be, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, especially given like the tension that has built to the end of the season, I think
Yeah.
there's gonna be a red for sure at some
You think
point.
it's gonna be Manny?
Does he get to play? Is he on accumulation?
No, he's on accumulation. I forgot about that. Oh, that's horseshit.
It is
Is he
horseshit.
actually though? I
I
don't
think he
see
might
the
be.
yellow next to
Oh,
his
maybe he's
name on
not.
the thing. We're gonna look this
YCA
up and then I'm gonna
CPL.
edit this. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think that he might be. It
Oh
did
no, yeah,
for.
it is. It says upcoming
Yeah,
suspensions.
upcoming suspension. So I think that Manny's out for this weekend, which,
Well, at
you
least
know,
Coimbra's out, so you know what? That's not
yeah,
the end of the world.
it's you know, it's a double-edged sword here. Like on one hand, I obviously want my dog in there for that game, but at the on the other hand, you know, he might get himself into a little bit of trouble.
But
So
also, bro, York has Bitar and Ferrari are both suspended for their game against Forge.
it's over.
Oh,
It's
no.
never been more over.
It's Jover, guys.
It's over, Jesus. I don't know what to expect, man. I know that I love Zappa, man. I love Zappa. He can't
Oh, could
start
you
that
imagine if
game.
Zappa just comes out and just like is like, it's my last game of my career ever. I'm just gonna dirt nap everyone in the center of
That
the
would be funny
pitch.
if he does start and
I
he
would
just
love
gets
that.
his like last like gasp of gasoline
Of
fumes in the
greatness,
tank and is
yeah.
like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna destroy today."
Okay, that has to happen. Zappa has to do that. I don't know. Maybe we'll see KDS start and then like rotate people through the midfield. Who knows?
I mean, we say that, but we have at least two playoff games coming towards us, so.
Yeah, that's true. But at
Yeah,
least Manny will be unsuspended for those ones.
exactly. Which is disappointing because if he didn't get a yellow in the last game, then he could have gotten a yellow against Halifax, and that would have been swept clean for the playoffs. So it was
Yeah,
just, I
that's
think that's
true.
probably
Oh
why
yeah, because he got a yellow in this game, did he
he was
not?
probably so upset. If we end up losing the shield by 2 points, are we going to look back at this match and just scream into the void?
Yes, 1,000% we will.
Along with a bunch of other matches. Along with the one before it and the one two before that.
And with other draws we had this season. Yeah, I think that we probably are. And that's frustrating and it sucks. It's kind of one of those like you don't want to be salty about it because you're like, oh, we still are like, buy right through the semis. But like at the same time, it's trash because also we're playing Forge in the semis, which is not the best. And it's Forge away, I'm pretty sure. So.
If Forge finish first, we will be playing the first semifinal away to Forge. If we win, we will host the final.
Which would be sick.
If we lose, we will host the second semifinal against whoever is, you know, comes up through the other seeding. So,
Yeah, so it's again, it's not the end of the world, and like we have a good position right now,
but if
but
we
it sucks
lose,
that we're here. Yeah.
yeah. So, but then if we win that, then we'll still be playing Forge away in the final. So.
Yeah.
We'd have to play them twice away in that situation.
I
So,
don't want to have to drive down to Hamilton for that. Hate
yeah,
it.
I'd rather not, you know, feel my IQ dropping with every kilometer I get closer to that place. No, thank you.
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. All right. What's more frustrating, watching Ottawa trying and failing to break down a parked bus driven by Martin Nash or waiting for OC Transpo after the
Yeah,
match?
no.
Good question. Good question.
This is close. Like, I'm not gonna kid you, man. Like, Martin Nash knows how to organize a defense, and you know, he was a thorn in our side when he was coaching York. He didn't really have a lot of support roster wise, and that's why his results didn't come. And then he got let go. He obviously was showed enough promise as an assistant at Calgary that he was hired by Vancouver. I think that for this level, he is a good coach. Especially with teams that are lower in the table, to get unexpected good results out of them. You know, there is a place in this game for coaches
Yeah,
like that.
I feel like he is like that type of coach that
We
can
like
take a
those
team
coaches, man. Those the
that's like
Tony
kind of,
Pulis's, the friggin' Big Sam
yeah,
Allardyces, the Sean Dyches. Like we like
that
these
can,
types of guys.
yeah, patch together a leaky sinking ship and make something of it. Yeah, it's fun to watch, just not when it's against you,
No, exactly. 100%. 100%. So I would say that that's more frustrating than OC Transpo because when I'm in town, I normally stay downtown. I don't need OC Transpo. So shut
That's what Uber is for.
That's what Uber is for. Before having all the beers, it's walking. And then after all the beers, it's like, oh, where's my Uber? Can we just get a CCSG therapist at this point? Because I know I'm emotionally cooked, and I feel like the only therapy we have right now is beers at the GCP after blowing it in injury time against Valor and then drawing VFC to probably lose the Shield.
Don't like that sentence. Don't like that. But you know, he's
this is why we have a mailbag.
He's not wrong. You know, he's not wrong, everyone. So you know, if there's any fans who are also licensed therapists out there, we could probably use one.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I know we just watched our dream go up in smoke against the Flies on shit team that is Vancouver FC, but hey, at least we can watch them get demolished 12-0 by Cruz Azul and CONCACAF next year, so at least you've got that going for us, right guys?
Oh man, the graphics coming out with all the teams as they qualify for CONCACAF Champions Cup and like seeing VFC, like Vancouver FC among them, I'm just like, what weird upside reality are we living in right now?
I feel like it came up and fans of teams that make CONCACAF regularly were probably like Conor McGregor scene from Roadhouse was like, who the fuck is that guy? You know? It's literally that.
Who are these penis eagles? What is going on here? And then they look him up on Wikipedia and they think it's the Whitecaps. They're like, wait, no, the Whitecaps is over there on the graphics. So
and then they're
the
like, oh my god, this is the last place team in Canada.
Right? Like, how did this happen?
The magic of football, baby.
Dear lord. No, I'm just going to be that anime meme where it's like, it should have been me. It should have been me. I should have been pumped 12-0 by Cruz Azul with Marco probably cheering for Cruz Azul.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to say.
And just canaying all of us. Oh, dear lord. Okay, so we've got two rants. I'm going to give the first one because we're going to do some sort of mood contrasting here. So
yes. All right.
Get ready for this. And then I'm going to tell you, this is a rant from somebody else. This is not my words. So this listener says, this team simply does not want to win. Full stop. Everyone in this club, from the players to coaches to management, simply do not want to win. It is clear to me that through roster shuffles and regime changes for the 6 years that this club has been around, that all this organization cares about is building relationships, growing the game, developing young players, air quotes with all of these, developing young players and making progress. Not the actual purpose of sport, which is to win games and trophies, to be the best on the field. Anyone who says otherwise doesn't actually care about the competitive aspect of sport. And if the club to whom I give thousands of dollars of my hard-earned money and hundreds of hours of volunteer time doesn't care about winning, why should I care about them? Ever since 2022, a year which can now be seen as an anomaly and not a sign of things to come, this club has thrown away countless opportunities to win anything at all. 2023, 24, and now this. Forge has handed the league to us on a silver platter in recent weeks. In two straight games, we have known we needed to win, and in one we collapse late to drop points, and in the other we don't even look like we want to be there. Frankly, I don't think I've seen a more lifeless display in a meaningful game in my years of watching high-level sports. Absolutely pathetic. F*** this team.
Ooh.
Strong words.
Wow.
Very strong words there.
You know what, though? Like, I get it. I get it.
I...
Because I also had that, you know, obviously, you know, we're at Thanksgiving dinner, the wine's flowing, we're having a good time, like, you know, having a couple of beers before the Detroit Lions game that I watched later that also sucked. I get it. I get it, man.
I get this was a very immediately after the game type of response.
Yeah, 100%.
There are some things in this that I vehemently disagree with, and I'm going to bring them up right now. And I think that this is kind of necessary to sort of put some things into perspective here.
Some levity into this.
About right. How we look at...
Because there is some accuracies in there.
About how we look at what it is that we're even doing here. Why are we doing this? Why are we watching this team? So this person says, not the actual purpose of sport, which is to win games and trophies. Now... I'm going to preface this by saying that other than the obvious ATO, you know, sends, I am a fan of Liverpool FC, the Baltimore Orioles, and the Buffalo Bills. I have never been to two of those three cities. I've never been to two of those three cities. I have never been to any of those teams' home games. I watch these teams on TV. I watch them on TV. When they succeed, I am on my couch. When they lose, I am on my couch. There is nothing more to it than that. I maybe brag about it online. I text another friend who follows a different team that they also watch on TV from their couch. That's as far as that relationship goes. Now, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit, but I'm going to come back to this. So in 2019, a pretty bad tragedy hit my family. I'm not going to go into details about what it was. But on this same day, I had a ticket to go to the Ottawa Fury because I went to every game that year. And this game was against Indy 11, who was a very good team that year. I was like, should I go? I don't know. My dad's like, you should go. There's nothing you can do about any of this now. Go to the game. Maybe it'll take your mind off of it. We won that game 1-0 with a late Carl Howarth free kick, and I bawled my fucking eyes out. It was the most emotional I have ever felt at a sports event in my life. Did we win a trophy that year? No. We lost in the play-in round of the playoffs. Liverpool winning the league, Liverpool winning the Champions League, that night against Barcelona at Anfield, none of those things have touched me personally, not even close, as that moment at that game at my local team that didn't win shit that year, and actually had never won anything other than one single fall season trophy about 5 years before that. So, all that to say, I very much disagree that the only point about this game is to win trophies. Maybe for the players, that's their ultimate goal and the only reason that they do this. That's not why we do this. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, well said. That's you know what? I'm going to agree with you. I think that the experience you get going and watching your local team, even if they're not winning every single game, even, you know, we cheered for this team when they were Wooden Spoon, and we'll cheer for them, you know, next year the same way we cheer for them this year. So
there you go. And there's room for being frustrated. There's room for having expectations,
for sure,
and saying like, man, we should have done this. You should have played better. We have expectations. We've proven ourselves to be in that top echelon of CPL teams. You know what I mean? Top two, top three. Like, we have these expectations. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I really hate this, like, North American ring culture where it's like, if you don't win at the end of the day, then we wasted our time. You know what I mean? Like, you could have the misfortune of being born in somewhere like Burnley, and then you're stuck with that team who hasn't won a trophy in, what, 60, 70 years? Do you think after every season they're like, what's the point? Why do I even do this anymore? If we haven't won a trophy in my lifetime, like, I'm just not going to go to the games anymore. No, 30, 40,000 people still go every week because it's more than that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Some of my, like, best, most, like, cherished memories with my daughter are the same thing, man. I take her to the games, and, like, it's less about me watching the game and, like, you know, the team winning, and it's more about just, like, me seeing her fall in love with the sport. So I get that, man. I completely agree. I think my biggest disagreement with this clearly frustrated rant, and I agree, I'm also frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all are.
We were all thinking that type of
but
thing.
But I think it's that last sentence that just says, fuck this team. Like, sorry, but, like, we made some mistakes. The team isn't playing the way you want them to play, but, like, you know, we'll still be there for them, honestly.
That's 23 players plus staff plus everything souls that clearly do want to win. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I think it's wide off the mark to say that they don't want to win. I think it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, but understand the frustration.
Mm.
Understand it. I'm there with you. Whoever wrote this question, I'm there with you. But, you know, this team is and will continue to be a lot more to a lot of us out there.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, what really touches us more? Having our Wikipedia page have a different number in the column next to CPL Shield trophies, or going to TD Place every week and watching Sammy Seltzer and D-Raw just absolutely demolish defenses and score more goals than we've ever scored, and then, you know, cheer with our friends and go to the pub afterwards.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what actually affects me in the long run. What am I going to look back at when I'm old and my experiences when I was younger? There's just so much more to this.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. So with that being said, I will jump into the next rant.
With another rant.
All right. To the score of my nightmares, a fan rant. You know what? I'm so goddamn tired of saying at least we got a point. We needed a win, not another participation ribbon in what is apparently the world's most polite title race.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
we had everything on the line: Shield hopes, bragging rights, my mental health, and somehow we played like it was a bloody preseason friendly. Vancouver's already out of the playoffs for fuck's sake. They showed up and to stretch their legs, and we still couldn't score. And don't get me wrong, I love our defense for the most part. Ingham, absolute stud. The man could probably save a penalty blindfolded in a thunderstorm. But we can't keep asking him to carry us like a pack mule while the attack spends 90 minutes turning over the ball and exploring ideas.
You, yeah, for real.
This was 90 minutes of emotional damage, and I swear to God, if I have to watch another nil-nil good defensive performance, I might start drinking motor oil just to feel something. Now we're heading into the final match needing a win, and I also have to cheer for York. Fucking York. Look at what you've reduced me to, Diego. A sideline fan of our most hated rival. Congrats. I'm ready for this team to make history, but at the rate we've been going, we'll be lucky to be a footnote on the 2025 CPL season Wikipedia page. But hey, like a true Ottawa sicko, I guess I'll be there next week, scarf in hand, screaming at the TV like an idiot, because this club owns my soul. I hate it, but I also love it just a bit. Vamos.
Vamos, there we go.
Oh,
I
there we
love that.
go.
I love that.
There we
That's
go.
how we get
That's
a
what we
good
need.
rant.
Yeah. Because we're all there. Like, I hate it. I hate it. But I also like,
Yeah,
but I love
that's my club. Oh
it.
man,
That's my club,
I
man.
love
That's
that
my
a
club.
lot. Oh dear Lord, there's a lot of emotions, but understandably, and we have a poem. The bard of CCSG was like, you know what? I wrote one for last week. I don't feel like writing one for this one. Just read last week's. So we've got one about Valor. I know you like reading
About the
the
Valor game.
poems, so why
Okay.
don't I give
All
you
right.
this?
Though some have doubts about Dos Santos's gift, his insight into tactics can be seen as he beholds his players shift by shift by casually observing Phillips' mien. Distressed and cringing, fingers in his eyes, he shouts aloud, gesticulating hard. He can't keep calm, no matter how he tries. He knows his team is bad, contempt unbarred. The pressure of his blood forever soars, and some are slightly worried for his health. His face and palm collide at Letty scores. My dear, they say health is the new wealth. The mental health of men is of import. So, Phil, why don't you coach a different sport? Got
It's
him!
you got
Got
him.
him!
It's got him, but he did take points off us last week.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it also got
But oh god. Oh my goodness, quite the mailbag. It's about what we expected, emotions on all parts of the spectrum. Thank you again for that.
Yes.
Our next
Yep.
match, our last match of the season, as we said, Saturday, October 18th, 4 p.m. Halifax Wanderers away. Final regular season match. We go into this game 1 win, 4 draws, 0 losses.
Woo!
Yeah, Halifax go into this game 2 wins, 1 draw, and 2 losses. There is a watch party at the GCP. Go to that. Following that, we have possible home game dates. Now, I don't know whether if these all take into account if we win the league or if we don't, and then we lose the first semifinal, but you look that up. But Sunday, October 26th, Saturday, November 1st, Sunday, November 9th. These are some possible home playoff game dates. So circle those days in your calendar. More will be clear as more results come in. Golden Scarf winner, Sammy Salter. Presented by Supporter of the Year winner, Jen.
Yes, Jen,
Heck yes.
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Amazing.
Very well deserved. We have seen
Super well
Jen on
deserved.
our TVs at away games many times this
Yeah,
season.
home games, away games,
Yeah.
capoing, like, man, like at the pub, it's been great.
I gotta tell
So
you, going to
hats
Hamil
off, Jen.
hats
Hats
off,
off.
Jen. Going to Hamilton like multiple times in a year is
Commitment,
just
because
commitment.
you have to
Hats
go
off
to
to you.
Hamilton and no one wants to go
I'm
to
pretty sure
Hamilton.
I've seen Jen away at a Valor game as well this season. It's just, I don't know if we've ever seen that before. So just big ups, well deserved. Congrats for that.
Yeah.
And also congrats to Sam Salter for the golden scarf. I hope he takes it with him to Sweden because it's cold there and he will need a scarf. Contribute to the pulse. We only have a couple more to go. I think the deadline is going to be like Friday, so make sure you get in there. There are a few packs of player cards left from the pre-order as well. If you want to get those, you can get them on the website, I believe, or just, in person, you can probably buy them off of like John or Bryce or something. Anyways, yep. there you go.
There you go.
Saturday, 4 p.m. It's all
do or die, boys.
I'm pretty sure everyone's playing at the same time. I think they're doing the classic. Yes, we all play at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. So obviously Vancouver is at a different time. Pacific Wanderers, whatever you understand.
You're telling me I have to not only watch the ATO game, but I also have to follow the York game at the same time.
Dude, this is classic. This is classic Euro style. I love it. It's gonna be so friggin' nerve wracking.
Chaotic, man.
Yeah. I mean, damn, we might get our 90+12 Aguero moment.
Oh, that would actually be really sick, honestly.
Salda. All right, I'm manifesting it.
Yeah, exactly. See, I talked about manifesting it earlier. Now we're both manifesting it.
4 days from now, it's going to happen.
We're going to win 1-0. Forge is going to lose 1-0. Sammy Salter, 20th goal. We're going to win in Halifax.
You, let's do it. You know what? Let's just end on that note. We're going to do it. We're going to win the league.
We're going to do it. We're going
to
win the league.
All right, Patty. I'll talk to you next week after we win the league.
Heck yeah, bro. Mama, somebody.